This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, most events in history are mere footnotes in history books, but there is some reason to believe the Hamas attack on Israel will change just about everything. That includes everything from current U.S. policy on the Middle East to American attitudes towards university campuses. Victor Davis Hanson is one communicator convinced of significant changes. He notes that it has been 22 years since we saw crowds in the Middle East celebrating the killing of 3,000 civilians. This time it was the cheering of the murder of people in Israel. He argues that the current administrative policy of appeasement of Iran and the gift of billions of dollars to Gaza and the West Bank are less likely to pass Congress. Though I must admit the president tried his best in a televised event from the Oval Office to make the case for humanitarian support. But the attempt to continue giving aid to terrorist groups or the attempt to normalize relations with theocratic Iran seems destined to failure. He also points to the difference in attitude towards the Ukrainian military and the Israeli military. The State Department put few restrictions on Ukrainian retaliation, including operations against the Russian Black Sea Fleet. By contrast, some in the State Department have already called for a ceasefire, while others called for a proportionate response from Israel. Can you imagine any American diplomat trying to lecture Ukraine about ending the cycle of violence? And finally, America's perspective on higher education seems to be changing. University presidents and professors could not condemn the Hamas attack. Scores of student groups pledged their support of Hamas and Palestinians. Hanson says they seem like kindred spirit to the anti-Semitism, intolerance, and fascism of the 1930s German universities. These are just a few examples of what has changed since the beginning of this month. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.